This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Now, if you understand the chemistry of salt, fat, acid and heat, you will inevitably become a good cook without necessarily relying on a recipe. That's the assertion in a new book by the chef Samin Nosrat, which is called Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. And to demonstrate the philosophy, she will this morning cook the perfect pasta a la puttanesca. Samin, why did you choose this recipe to demonstrate the theory?
It's just such a great example of all of these four elements at play. You know, there are multiple forms of salt. There's salt in the pasta water, there's salted anchovies and olives, and we'll put a salty cheese on top. There's beautiful olive oil that's the base of the sauce, and again, ricotta salata, really rich and creamy at the end. And then there's acid coming in the form of tomatoes and all these briny ingredients, the pickled olives and the capers that we're going to put in there. So there's salt, fat, and acid, the flavor trinity, and then, of course, heat, which is how we're going to cook it.
And the water is bubbling away nicely on our little oven over there. But how does mastering those elements, salt, fat, acid, and heat, help you cook instinctively?
So if you know, this was a philosophy that sort of occurred to me as I was learning how to cook at a restaurant called Chez Panisse in Berkeley, where every day the menu changed. And some days we were making Italian food, and some days we were making French or Moroccan or Indian flavors. And over time, I saw that these four elements were at the base of everything that we were cooking. And so it didn't matter what culture you're cooking the food from. It's really, as humans, we're attuned to these flavors, and that's what makes our palates zing and what makes food taste really good. So if you can get them right, you can make anything taste good. And different cultures use different forms of salt, fat, and acid, but we all want our food to taste good.
You're chopping the onions now.
I'm just chopping a little garlic here. I'm going to sizzle it in some oil. I always want to have my pan nice and warm before
That's
I add
oil.
That's
quite a lot of garlic, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm looking at
the
other side of the studio.
It was two cloves. Well, good morning.
Two cloves.
There's a couple cloves. I might not use it all. You know, a big part of cooking this way, of cooking instinctively, is using your senses and letting your senses guide you. And so garlic comes out of the ground just once a year, and it gets more powerful and sort of stronger and spicier as the year goes on. So in the summer, it's still quite mild, so I might use a little bit more garlic, but we might not put all of this in there. I'm just paranoid, so I will try to be overly prepared.
Make sure you've got enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the book really is more a cookery course than a traditional recipe book. Why did you write it that way?
I think because I have always struggled with recipes, so I'm just going to add a little. I've preheated my pan nice and warm, so I'm just going to add a nice amount of olive oil in the bottom and sizzle this garlic lightly for a second. But I don't think that All of the good cooks that I was came up with in restaurants, because I didn't learn to cook from recipes. I learned to cook in restaurants, and particularly this restaurant, Chez Panisse, where nobody used cookbooks, nobody used recipes, yet they could all cook anything and make anything taste great. And so there was just this distinction in my mind between what I would go home and read in cookbooks and what I was seeing in the restaurants. And these guys could make anything tastes good, like so delicious. And so it was really their senses that were guiding them, and to me that was what I wanted to capture. That was the cooking philosophy that was bestowed upon me, was cooking without recipes, and I wanted to be able to teach you how to make the decisions and why you make the decisions, rather than saying do this step A, B, C, D, E. You know, I wanted to give you the power to be able to do what you want to do.
Okay, so why are you starting with garlic?
Fat, the oil that's in the pan, is a great carrier of flavor. So by sizzling the oil, the garlic in the oil for a second, all that garlic flavor is going to perfume that oil and become the flavor base of our recipe. But I hate that taste of raw garlic, so I want to make sure to, it's called blooming it. You know, I just want to sizzle it for a second until it, and yeah, you never want that pan super duper hot because the garlic will go ahead and burn really quickly. So I just want to gently sizzle it, and then I'm going to have my tomatoes ready to stop the cooking of the garlic.
And you're using tinned tomatoes.
Tinned tomatoes are totally fine. They're actually, you know, I cooked in Italy for 2 years. It's what everybody uses. They're so deeply flavorful, and yeah, they're amazing. So
you use illustrations in the book rather than photographs of completed dishes, which is what we're used to when we look at a recipe book. Why did you do it that way?
Well, there were two reasons. One was because I wanted to teach people to cook instinctively and to be able to make decisions in the moment using whatever ingredients they have on hand and whatever's available to them. And that meant teaching you how to feel free to make changes. And I feel like there's a little bit of a disingenuousness in food photography, which I love. I love beautiful food photography and styling and all of that stuff. But, you know, it takes a team of people to make a beautiful food photo. A lot of people and perfect lighting and props. And, like, even I, who am a skilled professional chef, often request a food stylist because I can't make picture-perfect food. So I didn't want to have this disingenuous sort of hypocrisy in my book of saying you can make anything and make it taste good and then show you this picture of perfection that wasn't even possible for me to achieve. So by having illustration, I really wanted to involve your imagination and allow you to to make your own beauty.
What are you chopping now?
I'm just going to chop
there's a little pot of olives right in front of your chopping board, and I can't quite see what you're chopping.
Oh, sorry, let me move it for you.
That's good. Thank you.
Just a little tin of anchovies. So this is another beautiful source of flavor and salt. Anchovies are this great source of umami, which is, you know, that fifth taste. It's the savoriness. And to me, I grew up, my family's from Iran, so anchovies were not a flavor I grew up with, and I've always been pretty sensitive to them, but I love just the right amount where you get like a very subtle fishiness, but you get more this kind of wonderful flavor taste. So let's see, our garlic's finally starting to sizzle, so I'm going to add a little bit of anchovy and we'll start to smell that. And as soon as we smell the garlic and anchovy, you know, the anchovy in oil, it just starts to melt away and it disappears. And it becomes this thing that you can't really put your finger on, which I love. It's just extra flavor that you can't necessarily nail. And as soon as that happens, we'll add our tomatoes. And then in the meantime, I'm going to salt up the pasta water. And it's really important when you're cooking anything in a pot of boiling water to make sure that your water is really highly seasoned. And the mnemonic that I like to use is salty is the sea.
Okay, let's discuss this salt question, because it does seem to me you're going against the modern grain of reducing salt consumption. Why?
I know. It's one of those ones where when I published the book on the first day, a whole bunch of doctors came up on Twitter, you know, saying, you're so irresponsible saying this. But what I think is important to note for people is, you know, learning how to use salt is sometimes about using more salt and often about using salt at the right time. And anytime we're cooking for ourselves, we're going to have less sodium and generally less, you know, processed ingredients and calories and all that kind of nasty stuff than we would if we were eating processed foods. So to me, it's about balance and moderation. But the way you make your food taste good is to get a balance in that salt. And particularly in water, it means having a salty enough ingredient so that in the brief time your food is in that water, it can become seasoned all the way from within.
Because the pasta doesn't stay in there.
Exactly.
For very long,
or green beans or any vegetables, you know, and a lot of times this isn't so true for pasta, but vegetables will actually leach nutrients in water that's less mineral rich than the vegetables themselves. So by having a nice salty pot of water, your vegetables will spend less time in the water and emerge more nutritious and much more flavorful. Okay, oh, do you now, hear that sizzle now?
Yeah, I can hear the sizzle. That's the olive oil going away, and that is fat. Because you're fat, that's a bit controversial.
Yes.
Well, isn't it?
Everything is a little controversial.
How should we be using the fat?
You know, it's for me, again, it's about moderation and using the good fats, nice healthy fats, and also making sure that, you know, how do I explain this? Fat is the basis of the flavor. Fat carries flavor. So by using a nice, good tasting olive oil, that means all the food that you cook on that's found built on that foundation of olive oil will taste good. And another way that I like to think about it is that the particular fats that we use actually will determine the flavor of the cuisine. So, you know, different cuisines have different fats. In Thailand, the base fat is often either pork fat or coconut oil. But so if I wanted to make Thai food, but I started with olive oil, it would never taste right, even if I had all the right Thai ingredients. You have to use the right geographical fat to get the right flavor. So we start with a nice fruity extra virgin olive oil to get a really delicious Italian pasta sauce.
Okay, now the acid is going to be the tomatoes. We don't think of them as acid, really. They'll be going in shortly. You're chopping olives now?
Yes, a little bit of brininess we'll get from the
olives. And we are going to go to the... It's beginning to smell absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to taste this at the end of the programme. You have to finish cooking it, so carry on. Okay, I've had lunch. Sammy Nosrat's pasta alla puttanesca. Delicious, with capers and ricotta on the top. Very briefly, Samin, someone said, Elizabeth said, cheese on a puttanesca? Never.
It's true. I knew someone would get me for that. But, you know, Italians are very strict about keeping fish and cheese separate. But sometimes I feel like putting a little secret cheese makes everything better.
I completely agree with you. It is delicious. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.